This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And starting tomorrow, cinemas nationwide can technically welcome back fully vaccinated moviegoers to the halls, although many have said that they're still awaiting full SOPs. But we want to discuss what this is going to look like from the point of view of the cinemas who are welcoming us back, and for us as the audience, tiptoeing back out into the world.
Yes, and I think tiptoeing is about right, isn't it? Because cinemas have been closed for more than 1 year, since March 2020. I mean, in between, in certain states, they were allowed to open. But this is the first proper sort of reopening for fully vaccinated people. But they will have to operate at 50% capacity. So I think for an industry that's been struggling for a really long time, this is really good news. And despite the fact that they are also sort of being cautious, and as we heard earlier in the news, both TGV and GSC are not yet going to open tomorrow. They're waiting for full SOPs to be announced. But I think this is a welcome move for most of them because, just looking at the string of difficulties, the industry suffered losses of more than 600 million ringgit. And that means that more than 20,000 Malaysians in the film and cinema workforce were at risk. So I think this comes welcomed, but with its own challenges, because of course they have to implement a whole bunch of really strict SOPs to be able to operate.
You know, the word that comes to mind always when I think about cinemas is hemorrhage. I feel as if they've just been hemorrhaging money, hemorrhaging people, and that's because they really haven't been able to open. And if you think about the kinds of foot traffic or what it felt like a long time ago to sit in a full hall, and you think about what that means in terms of ticket sales, in terms of concession sales, you know, just all these different things, right? And you compare it to not having any of that and relying instead on selling movie posters or merchandise. I think the disparity in terms of income becomes so very clear. And so on the one hand, it's great that they will be allowed to reopen, especially after calling for it for so long. And I think having pointed out all the all the moments of how come they can and we cannot, mm-hmm. right? Which has been a recurring thing. But the other thing is, this reminds me a little bit of Langkawi, in that you have a government saying, congrats, reopen, get people back out there, but not necessarily giving the SOPs in the space and time that industry players actually need it. Because that's what people in Langkawi are saying as well, right? That there is a sense of confusion over, well, yes, we know we can open, but what are the SOPs? And for cinemas, I mean, considering that it was supposed to be tomorrow and thinking about the amount of things they would have in place in order to open, including movies to screen, by the way, I just wish that they had been given a bit more notice.
I mean, when you say given a bit more notice, it's literally 2 days. And that's not a very long amount of time. If you consider that the kinds of things they would have to have in place, and we don't know what the specific SOPs are yet, but just a cursory sort of examination, you'll have to talk about sanitization, you'll have to talk about making sure people are vaccinated, you'll have to check temperatures, all of the things we've gotten used to. And on top of the fact that all this discussion of being in indoor spaces, ventilation. So yeah, I mean, I'm very happy as someone who clearly loves films, loves the theatre going experience. I'm glad that the industry is seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. But I also, I wish that they were, I don't know, I wish that this was an easier time for them than having to deal with this sort of whiplash of making quick decisions and trying to figure out what to do on the fly.
So for what it's worth, I know that not a lot of people ventured back out, even when cinemas were reopened, but I did. And I know that ventilation is a concern, and that's something that we'll get into after this with our guests. But with the amount of distancing that is available to you, you're basically isolated like a little island in your seat, right? Around you, to your left, right, front, back, there's not going to be anybody directly in your space. I have to say, sitting there masking, double masking, did feel very safe, and that most of the people really adhered to it. I did not see anybody kind of just sort of munching popcorn and yelling at the screen. So for what it's worth, it did feel pretty safe. But let us know what you think. Do you feel ready to head back to the cinemas? Technically, that can happen tomorrow, but also more realistically, cinemas have said that they're not ready. But we now know that it will be soon. So Do you feel ready to head back to the cinemas? And what movies are you keen to catch on the big screen? We want to hear from you. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Mohit Bhargava, General Manager of Sales and Marketing for TGV Cinemas, and also representing the Malaysian Association of Film Exhibitors. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about the fact that cinemas nationwide can actually welcome back fully vaccinated moviegoers to the halls starting tomorrow, although many have said that they are still waiting for full SOPs. So we want to talk about what that's going to look like, and we'd like to hear from you as well. Do you feel ready to head back to cinemas? And what movies are you keen to catch on the big screen? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Mohit Bhargava, General Manager of Sales and Marketing for TGV Cinema, and spokesperson for the Malaysian Association of Film Exhibitors. Mohit, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Sharmila. Thank you for having me.
So what have the last year of on and off, mostly off closures been like for the cinema industry? How have employees been affected?
Look, I mean, to cut a long story short, it's been extremely challenging, as you can imagine. Cinemas are probably amongst the worst impacted industries due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Holistically speaking, cinemas in Malaysia, we hire approximately 20,000 Malaysians as part of our workforce. So it has been deeply distressing for our entire industry and our working community. From staff layoffs to reduced pay cuts, I mean, we've endured it's been challenging, as I'm sure you can appreciate, over the last year. Beyond that, there has been some unfortunate cinema closures over the last year as well, with a major cinema operator in Malaysia going into liquidation and also some sites closing permanently across the country as well. So, we've had it pretty tough.
So On that vein, then, industry players have been calling for the reopening. So now that it's finally happening, how do you guys feel?
It hasn't quite sunk in, Sharmila, to be honest. We're delighted by the news, and we're deeply grateful to the government for expediting this reopening. We still wait on the formal SOPs, but as you can imagine, we're scrambling behind the scenes and getting ready to reopen as quickly as we can.
So, at least anecdotally, there does appear to be mixed feelings among the audience about being ready to go back to the cinemas. For what it's worth, I am there once it's open. But what have you been hearing on the ground?
So I'll answer this in two parts. One is TGV and MAFE have been sentiment tracking and conducting detailed surveys over the last few months around how Malaysians feel about cinemas reopening in lead up to this very moment. So on a general scale, the last major national survey that we conducted a few months ago, which comprised of about 25,000 Malaysians, so a massive sample, 92% of Malaysians said that they were very comfortable with the SOPs in place at the time and equated cinema going to being no different to dining out or going to the mall. So fundamentally, I think there's a sense of maturity in the general public around how to deal with the new normal and cope with living with COVID. And in recent days, the social media sentiment on on most of the major operators, but I can particularly speak for TGV on our social media handle, I think is overwhelmingly it's positive. That being said, we do recognize the concerns being highlighted by some of the members in the community. And look, that is something that we're taking quite seriously. We're ensuring that we prepare as best as we can. We continue to the safety and social distancing practices. And also cinemas, as has always been the case, are actually, we have some of the tightest SOPs when we reopen. And now with only permitting fully vaccinated customers and staff operating on premise, constant sanitization of our common areas and halls in between sessions, We feel quite comfortable that a majority of our off moviegoers will return back with a sense of comfort, feeling safe coming back to the movies.
So speaking of that reopening, what have been some of the main challenges to prepare for that?
Look, there's probably a few challenges that are still live. So the first is content. So the reopening has come has been sprung upon us quite quickly. So we're working very closely with our content suppliers, as in the movie distributors and studios, to expedite the censorship and approvals of the movie so that they can be screened in Malaysia upon our reopening. So that is something that is happening behind the scenes. The second is the audiovisual and sales channels testing. So we have to test all our projectors, make sure the cinemas have been closed for about 4 months now in the most recent lockdown. So we have to make sure that the locations are clean, sanitized, projectors are working. We're testing all our digital sales platforms and kiosks to make sure that everything is functioning the moment tickets go on sale, because we see the demand and we anticipate high volumes of traffic coming in. So that is all being tended to. And last but not least, we have some inclination of what the new SOPs are, but we are waiting desperately on the final SOPs from the MKN so that, we can prepare accordingly and in turn educate our customers and have our communications ready so that our staff is then eventually trained on deploying the new SOPs and our customers are equally informed of the same. So there's multiple moving parts, as you can imagine, in preparing for the new for the reopening of cinemas.
So while we wait on more clarity on what exactly the SOPs are going to look like, I was just curious about one aspect, because when I went back to the cinema last year, there was a lot already in place, the distancing, masks being worn, but we now also know the importance of ventilation, and I'm curious as to how cinemas are going to try to address that issue.
Okay, so two, again, there's two aspects to this. One is we're working closely with our mall operators and the partners, because, you have to understand, cinemas don't operate in a bubble. We operate inside a macro environment of a shopping mall. So if a customer and a patron is comfortable coming into a mall, it is an air-conditioned environment, and that interlinks to the cinema ventilation systems as well. So it is a holistic issue, not just a cinema issue. And we are working with our mall partners in addressing this in the long term. Unfortunately, there is no Band-Aid fix for this stuff. I wish I could sit here and tell you that we're gonna change the ventilation systems overnight. It doesn't work like that. And even if we were able to do so, there could very well be a case that there's a restaurant next to us with the same old ventilation system as has been the case for the last 5 years, and the issue has not been mitigated. So there are neighboring countries like Singapore that have addressed this at a holistic scale, and we suspect that will be the case locally in Malaysia as well. And we are doing some groundwork on this, but at this point in time, it is a work in progress.
So you mentioned earlier actually having movies to screen as well. That note, we've seen a lot of staggered cinema releases, right, with some movies already premiering on streaming services. These are films that would have ordinarily gotten a theatrical release. How will you cope with that in terms of what will actually be available to screen?
Yeah, look, that's a good question and one close to my heart. As a avid cinema goer myself, I prefer watching movies in the cinema. Coincidentally, we're just coming out of CinemaCon in Las Vegas and Los Angeles, which is essentially the world's largest movie conference. So the key themes out of that conference are, first and foremost, all major studios except one have already committed to theatrical windows from 2022 onwards, exclusively for 45 days at the very least. So I think some of the hybrid models that we have seen in the last 12 months has been a coping mechanism, and there's been lots of testing and learning from our content partners in that space, and rightfully so. But what has come out of it is that I think as an industry, we collectively still remain confident in the theatrical model, and that is here to stay 2022 onwards. Even as recently as this week, I'm sure you guys have all seen the great success Shang-Chi is enjoying at the box office. And what a wonderful milestone that is for a title which carries so many cultural undertones as we sit here in Southeast Asia and talk about that. So So I think, again, that is a title that's exclusively theatrical. It is, again, proving its merit, even in a time when a lot of the major markets are not operating, like Australia and New Zealand is currently not operating. And there are some concerns around the Delta variant, even in the US, which is impacting short-term admissions. Despite all these challenges, Shang-Chi has done so well. So I think, off the back of what we've taken away from CinemaCon, to the box office performance of key titles compared to the hybrid releases and the impact of piracy, which frankly is not helping anybody, right? So, and you guys are content producers yourselves. I mean, we all recognize that it is theft and we're robbing people of their jobs. So fundamentally, I think the theatrical model is has proven its weight over the last however many hundreds of years. And I think off the back of the recent convention in Las Vegas, we feel quite confident in the theatrical model having exclusive windows moving forward.
Do you see some types of movies perhaps being more of a draw than others, and maybe longer movies being a bit of a harder sell on this one?
Okay, the longer movie one is a good good question. I haven't come across that one before, but looking at speaking specifically of Malaysia, you know, the median age is 29. We are superhero lovers in this country, so I think fundamentally the draw cards will be the big tentpole franchise movies, and there's many of those to come in the coming months. In terms of the duration of the film, frankly, there has been no real tracking to that effect that I could talk to suggest that movies of a certain duration would be of greater appeal or shorter movies would do better. Sitting here as an asset management from an asset management lens in a cinema company, if people want to come watch shorter movies, that's great for us because we can actually screen more sessions in a day than actually. Because unlike an airline, I can't charge you more for a longer movie. Well, not yet anyway. So I think that's our view on that, on your question.
So it has been a very tough 1.5 years, right? At what point do you foresee the local cinema industry actually recovering and starting to show steady profits?
Okay, so again, you know, none of us have a crystal ball, but we've closely been monitoring the global box office over the pandemic and how that has performed in other Southeast Asian markets, in North America, in Australia, and in China. And frankly, the pace of recovery has varied from from market to market. Locally, I think based on the fundamentals, you know, Malaysia is quite a unique market in this region. It was actually the third fastest growing box office in the world after India and China. And the fundamentals that led to that exponential growth are the same even after the pandemic. Between the median age, urban density of population, high density vertical living, the fact that a lot of the population, you know, the avenues of entertainment skew towards mall visitation and movie going being a major popular culture pillar, I think the recovery will be quite quick. That being said, I think the bigger challenge for us going forward is making sure that our customers feel safe returning to the cinemas. And that is something that we're working tirelessly on. And I think, frankly, we have the government to thank as well. Unlike a lot of countries in Europe and the US where cinemas were allowed to reopen without permitting non-vaccinated people in, and now they're changing their policies, this time around we are opening only permitting vaccinated customers, which I think is the right play long term, and I believe will instill a better and a healthier level of confidence in moviegoers returning to the cinema.
So while cinemas have been closed, other forms of revenue have included selling snacks, merchandise, things like that. As customers return to the theatres, what else can they do to support you? Basically, I'm asking how much popcorn people should be buying.
Well, yes, and that's a great question. Please upsize whatever you were buying, buy one size larger next time. And if you were buying an extra large, buy two of them. I think, look, the core business model is is selling tickets and concessions. So that has not changed. What I think we expect to see and what we have seen in other markets is premium cinema concepts have fared extraordinarily well. Let's not forget, most Malaysians have been cooped up for almost a year now in rolling lockdowns. And they haven't had many avenues to really go out and entertain themselves. So similarly, so what we have seen is concepts like IMAX, Indulge, premium cinema concepts, we expect these to be performing quite well. And that is in line with what we've seen in other markets as well. So I think that is going to be one dimension. Equally, I think we'd be foolish to think everyone's going to run back. So there is a segment that will be a bit more cautious. And for that segment, we encourage you to continue endorsing us as you have so far, purchasing our concessions and merchandise items from our e-shop for delivery. That is greatly appreciated, and we hope to continue those sales channels going forward. In fact, we are further investing in those channels moving forward to grow that part of our business.
Mohit, we just have 30 seconds left. What are you personally looking forward to watching once cinemas reopen?
Immediately, Shang-Chi, but in this year, the one that I'm looking forward to is June.
Mohit, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Shyamala. Thank you, Lynn.
That was Mohit Bhargava, General Manager of Sales and Marketing for TGV Cinemas and a spokesperson for the Malaysian Association of Film Exhibitors, talking about cinemas being able to reopen once more. Let us know what you think. Are you ready to head back to the cinemas? What movies are you keen to catch on the big screen? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.